object labels. John Hicks Limited, established in the late 1800s, was a large store on the corner of George and Ann Streets that sold furniture, home furnishings and household items well into the 1960s. Barry's research indicates that this preserving jar, which he would class as not quite rare, but desirable, was made by Midson Glassworks, located in Nunda from 1909 to 1913 and Hubert Street, Woolloongabba from 1913 to 1920. From late 1951 to 1973, under Commonwealth Government direction, children in Australian primary schools were provided with a small bottle of milk each day. In Queensland, there were concerns about the logistics of the free milk scheme because of the hot climate and great distances between towns, but milk was offered to Brisbane children from March 1953. The milk usually sat unrefrigerated upon delivery to schools in the morning. The lids were very hard to remove, and tepid milk often spurted over the uniform of the child trying to open the bottle. Palm's chutney was a Brisbane condiment first sold in the late 1800s. It was a product of the Bengal Chutney Company, founded by brothers Arthur and James MacDonald, who lived in a home named the Palms at Wellington Point. From 1927 to the 1970s, Palm's chutney was packed at Wellington Road, East Brisbane. Tristram's Limited was an aerated water and cordial business, formed in Brisbane in 1875. Between 1930 and 1979, Tristram's occupied an architecturally designed factory, which still stands in Boundary Street, West End. Tristram's stoneware bottles were made in Glasgow, Scotland, and in Bendigo, Victoria. Purple bottles contain the ingredient manganese oxide. Glass containing manganese oxide starts out colourless. It only turns purple when exposed to UV light from the sun. Historically, Germany was the source of most manganese oxide, but from the beginning of the First World War, supply of the compound was cut off. Therefore, it is a safe guess that purple or sunglass bottles predate 1914.